Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, Forbes magazine preparing a list of the most successful entrepreneurs in the area and in the country. And one of them that got a lot of attention, as it has around here for some time, Bob Fish, founder and CEO of Big B Coffee, began right here at East Lansing, Michigan. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Good evening, Jack. How are you?
Oh, just fine. To think about being included with the other entrepreneurs here, the people that Forbes has cited as really setting a trend and setting the pace, must make you feel awfully good.
Yeah, I mean, we love being in Forbes. We love being in Forbes on behalf of Big B Coffee, on behalf of East Lansing, Lansing, Michigan, and, of course, on behalf of Michigan.
Bob, let's go back to the very beginning. You started in 1995. When you got this idea, did people tell you you're nuts, or did you just go ahead and say, I know what I want to do, and nobody's going to stop me? Did you have a vision for what this could become?
Yes. Most people, the list was longer of people who thought I was nuts than thought it was a good idea. And even those that thought it was a good idea, I think, were just humoring me. But yes, always had a vision of what it could be. When we started this business, the intention was to have it be a multi-unit concept. And it was hard to convince people of that in the beginning, but it gets a little easier all the time.
A lot of people here probably remember your first shop. Tell us about that.
Well, the first shop opened March of 1995 in East Lansing, Michigan. And it was in the old Arby's. It was the fifth Arby's in the nation next to Crunchy's in East Lansing. Mm-hmm. And we opened our first day and served four customers an hour, which isn't very many. It was kind of a slow start in the beginning, but 18 months later, we managed to bring that up to be a million-dollar operation.
So it didn't take that long, 18 months later.
Well, it felt like an eternity at the time. Can I say that?
When did you know what you had? It wasn't a guess or a projection anymore. You had the numbers, and franchising was right around the corner.
Yeah, in my heart, I always knew. I think that when we began to convince other people is at about location five. And that happened really here in Lansing area. You know, we managed to put one here in East Lansing. We had one on the east side, west side, south side, and up in DeWitt. And the model worked in every one of those locales. And I think at that point we knew that we could take that someplace else.
I want to talk to you about a couple of things. One involves naming. And Big B Coffee was not always Big B Coffee, but there was a change. And at the time, I think a lot of people did not associate anything with the name Beaners. But you reacted to some feedback you got, and you were very proactive about this.
Yeah. Well, and our name used to be Beaners Coffee.
Right.
And Beaners can also be a derogatory term towards a Mexican-American. And honestly, there was not a slew of negative feedback from that particular community. I think what happened was our partnership, once we understood that it was a derogatory term too, said, you know what, let's not keep this. I think everybody understood that that's not what we meant. But on the other hand, it also meant that. So let's move on from that, and let's have a new name. And really, we launched that name when we already had 60 stores. Today, we have 118. And when we launched that new name, it actually launched us forward.
Bob Fish, founder and CEO of Big B Coffee, our guest, one of the great success stories for entrepreneurs here in the state of Michigan. Big B, with two G's. Explain that name to us.
Well, two G's are more fun than one G, first of all. And, of course, coffee has two E's and two F's, so of course, we had to have two G's in Big B. But really, Big B is a reference to our logo. And if you go real slow and you sort of go with it phonetically, it's Big B. And that's what our logo looks like. And so when everybody says, I'm going to Big B, they're saying, I'm going to that Big B, that Big B that's hanging on the wall there.
Your management style has gotten a lot of praise. I can't tell you how many people I have talked to mention you as being on the cutting edge of social networking and actually getting out in the stores and seeing what's going on, talking to customers. But it wasn't always that way, was it?
That's right. Well, you know, when I started, I was right behind the counter. First 2 years, if you came into Big B Coffee, I would have made your latte for you and said, had a good day. About 10 years later after that, I was sitting behind a desk, and I was answering emails and answering the phone, and I wasn't getting out much. And I felt it was sort of important to get back out to the stores. The stores is where things happen. Our cafes, that's where our customers are. That's where our franchisees are. That's where their employees are. And if you want to know the truth about any retail operation, you got to go spend time in your store. So I gave up my office. It was a nice one, too. And I moved into my car, but really I moved into the cafes. I took my laptop. I took my cell phone. Anybody knows today that you can go to a Big B Coffee and set up office if you want, and I did that very thing. And it was one of the most liberating experiences I ever had.
My Saturday morning partner, Tom Crawford, was just in the studio a couple of minutes ago, and I can tell our listeners that we really got established and got some traction thanks to doing remote broadcasts on Monday mornings with a number of the coffee shops and the Beaner's establishments. Then we would go from store to store, shop to shop on Monday mornings, and that really got us off on the right foot.
That's right. That's right. Big B Coffee is a place where people meet, and they meet their friends. They meet people that they'll end up getting married to, and they'll meet their folks for the purpose of business meetings. It's a place you meet.
I wonder how many people have met their future spouse
at Big B Coffee. We have loads of pictures of people getting married either at, believe that or not, at a Big B Coffee, or certainly all, we'll get the whole wedding party, we'll get a picture of them all holding Big B cups because the Mrs. and the Mr. Met at a Big B Coffee.
Bob, you say they actually get married at a Big B? The procession goes through the serving line or what?
Yes. But yes, people have been actually married at Big B Coffee.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Bob, I want you to give us a little bit of advice here, and you've learned from experience, probably made a mistake or two along the way. For a budding entrepreneur, what's the most important advice you could give?
Well, the most important advice has to do with about following your dreams. The way we articulate that, the way I articulate that is to be happy, have fun, make friends, and love people. And if you can do those four things while in business, everything will turn out okay.
You know, I got those same words, almost identical, from Tom Dixon, talking about the Lansing Lugnuts not too long ago. And, of course, he and Sherry Myers started that with a dream of minor league baseball. And,
that's right.
They had to find a home, and they found Lansing, and here we are 15 years later. So that must have been a great time in 1995 for Big B and for the Lugnuts. Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate you joining us. As always, continued success with Big B.
Thank you, Jack. I just want to let everybody know that from this conversation, I'm walking into a room of 200 people. We have our annual franchise meeting, and I'll be giving a speech saying how wonderful our year went, which it did. Thanks.
Fantastic. All right. Thank you, Bob. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Matthew Brown, founder of Healthcare Solutions Agency, another startup that has been very successful, and we'll talk with Matthew about that. I think he has 13 agents working for him now for some situations where people cannot obtain health care. We'll be right back with that and much, much more. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.